This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 27, 2008, through to January 2, 2009. As Palestinian casualty numbers escalate in Gaza, Israeli leadership announced this week that they will continue the offensive. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's George Ishmawi.
At least 200 villagers from the village of Na'lin, located near the West Bank city of Ramallah, supported by international peace activists, protested on Friday the Israeli illegal wall being built on the village land. The protesters marched from inside the village towards the lands where Israel is building the illegal wall. Israeli troops did not allow villagers to reach the location of the wall and open fire. At least 20 civilians were injured when Israeli troops showered the protesters with tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and live rounds. Clashes erupted between stone-throwing youth and the Israeli military. The protest was held in opposition to Israel's continued assault on the Gaza Strip. Also near Ramallah, residents of Bilayin village, supported by Israeli and international peace activists, as has been the case for the past 4 years, conducted on Friday their weekly protest against the Israeli annexation wall. When the demonstrators approached the gate of the wall, the Israeli military prevented them from crossing the main gate. As the protesters tried to cross the gate, Israeli troops fired stun grenades, tear gas, and rubber-coated metal bullets. Dozens suffered from tear gas inhalation, and 3 young men from the village sustained moderate wounds. The protesters demanded the immediate halt of Israeli attacks on Gaza. Iyad Burnat, head of the Popular Committee Against the Wall, spoke to IMEMC.
We delivered a message today that what is happening in Palestine is with international hands and not only with Israeli hands. All the world occupy Palestine and kill the children of Gaza. And for the Arab leaders, our message was, anyone who stays silent is taking part in the killing of children of Gaza.
On Friday morning, 50 protesters gathered at the entrance of Al-Masara village located near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem to protest the Israeli illegal wall. Israeli soldiers completely closed off the area with barbed wire under the guise of protesting Israeli settlers who are giving sole access to the area. Protesters burned a coffin in response to the failure of the Arab countries and the UN to bring a halt to the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. Individuals from various Palestinian political parties condemned the Israeli occupation and airstrikes in Gaza and expressed solidarity with the Gazan people. A skirmish then broke out between soldiers and demonstrators who were attempting to remove the barbed wire from the road. Following the clash, the soldiers forcibly dispersed the demonstration. For IMEMC.org, this is George Ishmael.
While the Israeli army attacks Gaza, Israeli leadership announced this week that they will continue the offensive. Hamas, that controls Gaza, announced that the Israeli attacks will not accomplish anything. IMEMC's Grace Walsh reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert stated on Tuesday that the Israeli army would continue its offensive against the Gaza Strip until it has achieved its goals against Hamas. Israeli President Shimon Peres said, "This war is like no other war the army carried out since Israel was established." He added that the Israeli army will continue to operate according to the plan. "The war has begun and will not end until we achieve our goals," Olmert added. Israeli media reported that the statement of Olmert came in response to reports that the Israeli army would agree to a 48-hour truce. He stated that it has become necessary for a ground offensive. Hamas leaders stated that the Israeli attacks on Gaza will not achieve the goals Israel announced. Khalil Abu Lila, a Hamas leader in Gaza, talked to the IMEMC.
"This operation will fail definitely. The Zionists will not accomplish their goals. Hamas will continue to be the leading political movement in Palestinian community. Therefore, the Zionist goal of forcing Hamas to make concession and humiliating it will fail."
By Friday, the Israeli attack on Gaza has left 428 Palestinians killed, and at least 2,220 other injured, including 300 in critical condition. On Tuesday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas went to New York to press for a UN binding resolution that ensures an Israeli ceasefire against Gaza. Abbas decided to go to New York after he was advised by the Secretary General of the Arab States League, Amar Moussa, on the ongoing Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Israel insisted that the military attacks on Gaza would not stop until the objectives of Israel are achieved. Abbas's Fatah movement called for the immediate halt of the Israeli attacks. Fahmi al-Zahir, Fatah spokesperson in the West Bank, talked to the IMEMC.
Those are very ugly crimes and massacres that are happening against our people in Gaza. What is needed is the immediate halt of this Israeli aggression.
On Thursday, in an official statement, Richard Falk, the United Nations Special Envoy for Human Rights in the Occupied Palestinian Territories, stated that the Israeli air attacks in the Gaza Strip represent severe and massive violations of international humanitarian law as defined in the Geneva Conventions, both in regard to the obligations of an occupying power and in the requirements of the laws of war. He specifically charged Israel with the war crimes of collective punishment, targeting civilians, and a disproportionate military response. In a meeting in Paris, Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, rejected for the second time a French proposal brokered by French President Nicolas Sarkozy for a ceasefire in order to allow much-needed humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip. Israeli cabinet rejected the original French proposal for a ceasefire a day earlier on the grounds that Israel was seeking a durable solution and that a temporary truce would simply allow Hamas fighters to regroup and rearm. Certain leaders across the Middle East, but in particular the Iranian president and Hassan Nasrallah of Lebanon, have been calling for unity and for Arabs to defend their Palestinian brothers in Gaza, while other Arab leaders, such as President Mubarak in Egypt, have been ordering the military to keep Gazans in their borders. For IMEMC.org, this is Grace Walsh.
The Israeli army continued to attack the Gaza Strip this week. The latest death toll by Friday evening was 428. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramil Mughari with the story.
The Israeli army embarked on its military offensive last Saturday at midday. Israeli warplanes started by shelling all the Palestinian security posts there. In the following days, the shelling was expanded. Hospitals, homes, blacksmith workshops, schools and mosques were targeted. Day and night, all the Palestinian coastal region were under attack. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza latest count on Friday evening was 428 killed, more than 2,000 injured, including 200 in critical conditions. Medical and healthcare services are struggling to cope with the outcome of the Israeli offensive on the Gaza Strip. While the bombing continues, Dr. Muawiyah Hassanin, the head of the Palestinian Ambulance and Emergency Services in the Health Ministry in Gaza, talked to IMEMC.
We have zero medical supplies in our hospitals as of this moment, which is limiting our ability to function. We are trying to use what is available in the inventory. Last night, some Egyptian medical aid arrived, which served for a few hours only.
Among those killed during the continued attacks was Dr. Ihab Al-Madhoun and medic Mahmoud Abu Hasira. The Ministry of Health said that the two were aiding injured people during shellings targeting Gaza City when an Israeli unnamed plane fired directly at them. In response to the Israeli attacks, the Palestinian resistance groups in Gaza launched homemade shells at Israeli targets this week. According to Israeli sources, most of the homemade shells landed in the town of Ashdod in Negev and the nearby Sderot town. The Israeli army reported that two Israelis were killed by the Palestinian shells fired and at least 20 were lightly wounded this week. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army continued to attack Palestinian communities in the West Bank, while Israeli troops cracked down on protests against the attacks on Gaza, killing three civilians. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura has the details.
Hundreds of Palestinians in several parts of the West Bank protested the Israeli continued attacks on Gaza Strip, which started last Saturday. The Israeli army and police cracked down on those protesting, killing three Palestinian civilians. Arafat al-Khawaja, aged 22, was reported dead after an Israeli soldier shot him in the head with a live round. Al-Khawaja was taking part in a nonviolent protest in the village of Ni'lin near Ramallah, central West Bank, when troops attacked the unarmed civilians that led to clashes with local youth. Medical sources said that another two young men from Na'lin were critically injured in the clashes. Muhammad Al-Khawaja, one of those critically injured, died of his wounds on Thursday. Also on Monday, Mahmoud Hamad, 17, was killed during a protest organized by Palestinians against the attacks on Gaza in the village of Silwad between Ramallah and Jerusalem cities. The protests in the West Bank were taking place on a daily basis to protest the Israeli army attacks on Gaza. Palestinian sources reported that Israeli troops have injured at least 90 civilians during those protests. In Hebron City, in the southern part of the West Bank, 50 local youth were injured during a protest on Tuesday. Israeli troops, meanwhile, continued to target Palestinian cities and towns in pre-dawn invasions this week. At least 50 civilians were reported to be kidnapped by the army. The pre-dawn invasions focused on Hebron, Bethlehem, Ramallah, and Jenin cities. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Dina Awad.